I want to lift up to you another image of the Holy Spirit at work among us and in the world. This comes from the fourth chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians. It's verse 1b through 6. "Then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you've received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. May God continue to bless not only the reading and hearing of His Word, but the coming alive of that Word and our recognizing the unity that God comes to bring to our lives, to this church, and to the world that we live in. Especially this nation that we live in today. Paul writes to the church at Ephesus that they might know that the spirit of unity that they desire in their body is not going to be found by hard work and hard labor, but it's a gift from God. This is a group of people that hasn't really heard a whole lot about the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And so Paul spends his time in this letter teaching them about that Spirit's role in lots of different ways. And Paul knew up front and personal that this worked way beyond the boundaries of the church itself. The church in Ephesus wasn't a church that was a temple that everybody came and gathered to every week. It was a church that was made up of people in all kinds of places, in all kinds of homes, with all kinds of interests, dealing with all kinds of issues. And he says it's the Holy Spirit working among you that's going to bring unity. Earlier this year, we talked about the church as a tree. We talked about how God tends the roots of that tree through the gift of worship. How God helps us to grow as a part of the trunk and as the branches, reaching out, making a difference in the world in all kinds of ways. And that up in the crown of that tree, for even for short seasons at a time, we're called to bear fruit. To bear something that others are going to enjoy in a way that it's going to make differences in their life. Paul would say in Galatians that that fruit, it consists of things like love and joy and peace and self-control. And like any tree, we bear those fruits sometimes only for short seasons at a time. But when we recognize those fruits in our lives and in the lives of others, they're sweet. They're something we enjoy. But they're also something that we can take for granted if we're not careful. Today we come together, a time when our nation is celebrating its heritage and celebrating its history. All the way back, way back in Psalm 33, we hear from David, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." As a nation in America, we're one of the few nations in the world that is built on a Judeo-Christian foundation. That's been a part of who we are from the beginning. But we've also, our nation, that has grown and become more diverse and reaches out and welcomes people in all kinds of different ways. That's the blessing of this country. That's the richness of the land that we live in. But there's a danger. Ephesus had found themselves in a difficult place because they didn't know of the Holy Spirit that was still with them. They didn't know that how much God was really still alive and working with them, within them. And that can happen to us all the time in the nation. You know, as you've probably noticed in the last couple of years that I've been with you, that I am a person who is very patriotic. It's a deep part of who I am. I'm grateful for the men and women who have served and who continue to serve our nation. I don't want to take for granted the work that they do. They live to make men free. And not only men and women in the armed services, but there's many others in our government. There's many others in our country. There's many others in our communities that live their lives every day so that we can enjoy the abundant life that God wants us to enjoy. But sometimes I think we're in a dangerous place like that church in Ephesus. We're a place that's becoming more and more divided in the midst of diversity. We're a nation who sometimes is in a place where we're forgetting our roots. We're forgetting that thread of God's grace that's been woven through the development of this country since the beginning. One of the things that I love about Memorial Day is the time when we can sing these songs like America the Beautiful or My Country, 'Tis of Thee. That we can celebrate the fact that we want God to continue to shed God's grace on us. That we want God to continue to remove those flaws that are within us and to make us whole. Because we're not perfect. We're a world that's made it. We're a nation that's still made up of people trying to do the best they can every day as well. But again, we have to be careful to not take ownership of all that belongs to God. You know, I love the song we sang this morning, These Green Mountains. These green mountains are my home. These green hills, these silver waters, they're a place where I feel like I can just simply be who I am and enjoy life in deep and wonderful ways. I love these green hills so much that when I was serving a church in Rensselaer County in New York State that I enjoyed and loved so very much and still have so many friends there, that I was often quoted as saying, I'm only a missionary here. That's a part of who we are as Vermonters. We're proud of who we are. But yet, as we sang those words this morning, and they belong to me, there was something deep inside of me that had to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry that I take for granted the fact that You've created this world for what it is today. Lord, I'm sorry that I take credit for that which really belongs to You, but that You love me so much that You're willing to give me this place to enjoy for a season. It's a song that sings with a strong sense of community here in this state. It doesn't only belong to me, but it belongs to my brother. It belongs to all our sons and daughters. We're a strong community, a resilient community. All kinds of new things that have impacted our nation and the development of this nation all down through the years have rose right out of this place. Going all the way back to Ethan Allen and the Green Mountain Boys. A group of people that they never expected to find in battle somewhere. But while we are a strong community, I truly believe we're a strong community by the grace of God. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what lies ahead. And so when we start taking responsibility for that which isn't ours, we're in troubled waters. Because all of a sudden our hearts are filled with fear. And division gets in there in even greater ways. We hear in different ways all down through the ages from different philosophers, right from our scriptures themselves, you know, that a house divided against itself, it just can't stand. It falls down and it crumbles. So many times we spend our time and energy debating what's different about us in this country, rather than talking about what's really the same. The fact that each and every one of us has been created in the image of God. The fact that Jesus Christ laid down His life for all. But our understanding of that is different. And who we worship is different with different religions. But it doesn't take away from the faith that we proclaim and we sing about throughout the year in church. I loved as we were singing that song earlier, there's a spirit in the air. It talks about our tongue, losing our shyness and finding our tongues. Being able to speak freely about those things that we believe in. We live in a country where we can still do that. Can anybody say amen to that? We can still do that. But when we don't exercise that voice, it's like when we don't use any other muscle in our body for a time, all of a sudden, it doesn't work anymore. Therefore, again, we're in that place of a little bit troubled waters. We're living in a world that's changing in all kinds of ways. We don't need to. I'm not saying that we need to stand on street corners and pound down somebody's throat what we believe, but I'm saying that we ought to know what we believe and feel the freedom to share it in the way that we live our life and in the conversations that we share with those around us. So we say, yeah, in a sense, this world that we live in does belong to us, in the sense that God's given it to us and God has called us to care for it. God's called us to be good stewards of it. And the news are filled of all kinds of stories of what happens when we're not good stewards of it. We all take ownership and we all have a peace in all of that. But even in the middle of the trials and tribulations, God doesn't give up. That's what Paul was telling this church at Ephesus. He says, in the middle of all the division, in the middle of all the trials that you're facing, in the middle of the challenges that you see every day around you, God is at work and alive in ways that you can't even recognize. And you're blessed. And that same Holy Spirit is at work today among us as well. And because God has called us to be that salt and light, we're called to take responsibility for knowing our faith and for sharing that faith. We share the role that it's played in our history. You know, like we talked about with the kids earlier. You don't hear about those stories. You know, these songs, like I told you before, I didn't grow up in the church. A lot of my faith I learned from hymns that were played on the radio. And I'm so thankful for that. That God is such a creative God that He can reach out even when we don't grow up in a church in a nation like this. But I also heard about it in school. I also heard that God's grace had played a role in the development of our nation. That thread was woven through, just like it's woven through the documents that founded our country. That story was a part of the story that was told in our schools. But today it's not, for all kinds of different reasons. That's a whole different message, it's a whole different deal, and we're not going to get into that today. But the bottom line is, if that story is going to be told, somebody has to take responsibility for it. Somebody's got to step up to the plate and say, yeah, we can do that. Folks, sometimes we're the answer to our own prayers. Sometimes we keep praying, asking God to change things, and it's really God who's asking us at the same time, okay, what are you going to do? Are you willing to really partner with me in this thing? I've given it to you to share it, to enjoy it, to be blessed by it, this land. But are you really going to share in the work that needs to be sowed? The work that needs to be done. So I pray that as we continue to journey through this weekend, that we would continue to not only give thanks for those that have gone before us and for those that are serving our nation today, but that we give thanks to the God who has given God's self, that we might be the nation that we are. And for God's grace that's still at work in this world and in our lives today. We join our hearts together in prayer. Lord, I just give You thanks for Your promise to be with us always. I give You thanks for the gift of Your life, for the gift of Your love, for the gift of Your Holy Spirit that You've promised to never take away. But Lord, sometimes as we journey through this world, it's easy to forget that You're with us. It's easy to lose sight of the things that You're doing. And so we pray that You would take the blinders off our eyes in those areas. We pray that You'd open our ears and open our hearts, that we could recognize Your work in our lives and our community and in this world in even greater ways. And Lord, in those places where our tongues have become tired or in those places where they haven't been used in a while, we pray that You would help us to not only understand our faith, but to take responsibility in sharing it with others. Lord, thank You for the blessing of this day. Thank You for the blessing of this place. Thank You for the blessing of Your love and Your presence in our lives. as we ask all of these things and so much more, looking forward to what You and You alone could do next. Amen.